We continue our learning in the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Mishnah Mecham Yaakov b'Pirchav Zaliyo. We're in Avos Paragimel Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Dostai b'Rabbi Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Dostai, the son of Rabbi Yanai, said in the name of Rabbi Meir the following: Kol hashochech davar echad b'mishnah. So anyone who forgets even one thing, one part of his learning, malal abakosuf kilu mischayv benasha. Very harsh statement here as well. The Torah says about such a person as if he's chayv misa. He's guilty. His nefesh, his soul, is liable. Why is he held accountable? Shenemar, based on the pasuk. So the Torah actually tells us, warns us about forgetting our learning. So the Torah says, this is in Devarim Perek Tes Pasuk, Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes. Raki shomer lecho ushmor nafshecha ma'od. A person should guard himself and guard his nefesh. Pen tishkach es ha-devar ma'asher ro'enecha. So you don't forget the items, those things that your eyes saw. Now that's a reference to the Torah itself that we received at Har Sinai, and we should not forget not only that experience, but the Torah that we've studied, that which was given at that moment. If you take a look at the Bar Tanur, he says like this: Bishvil shelo chazar aleha. What's the issue? A person who forgets his learning, not because he happens to forget it, he's intellectually challenged. No, but the fact that he does not review it. Malan alav akilu mischayev benafsho. Shemitos shechachaso hu bala hatira saaser. Why? What do you mean chayev misa? Okay, so if he gets his learning, he doesn't review. So he learns a lot of new things, but he doesn't review the old things, and he doesn't remember. So the answer is because we'll be speaking about how. And he doesn't remember his learning, he's going to come end up permitting something that's actually forbidden. And this stumbling block, this obstacle is his fault. He's to blame. And what one would have thought is shogeg is really mazed. This is considered a wanton sin because such a person had the opportunity to review, and he didn't do so. Inami or keilu mischayev benafsho. It's as if he's chayev. So the first explanation is that it's really chayev misa. This may lead him to be chayev misa, to be held liable because he's going to do something that's forbidden because he's learned the halachos but hasn't reviewed them, and he'll end up permitting something that's really forbidden. Or not in a literal sense, but keilu mischayev benafsho. It's as if he's chayev misa. What does that mean? Says the Bar Tanur l'fisha osa mishna haisa mishmarto va'achshav sheshich shachacha ena mishmarto. That mishna was protecting him. A person's learning offers him a protection. It safeguards a person. So the fact that he doesn't have that Mishnah is under his belt, the fact that he doesn't remember it, and he's to blame for not reviewing, so therefore he's not going to be protected. So that's the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, that tells us we have to remember our learning. So the Mishnah says, hold on, this is so harsh, maybe the person, what do I gain by learning if I'm going to forget it? It says that maybe I'm better off not learning at all. So it says the Mishnah, Yachol afilu Tukval of Mishnah. So maybe I would have thought maybe if the his studying his Torah as Tukva has taken over him, he's overwhelmed by that. Bar Tanur says Tukva shahisa kasha alav, it was so difficult until chakoshi sheba shchacha, but because it's so difficult, too much to learn, too much to remember, or maybe just the difficulty of that topic was too much for him. Maybe he should be punished for that as well. Tamalamano, the pasuk says ufen yasuru. No, the Torah there continues and says, the only problem is when you remove them from your heart. The only problem here is when a person is intentionally forgets his learning. He knows he should review. He knows he has the ability to remember, to commit it to memory, and he does not do so and just learns something new or doesn't learn at all. So that's such a person forgetting his learning is held accountable. But a person who forgets, he's trying to review, but sometimes he forgets. So such a person is not held accountable at all. The Torah says, it's only rufen yasuru milavcha when you are the cause of it being removed from your heart. Perikimul Mishnah Test. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was just an important personality. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was a very pious person. Many used philos. We used Rabbi Chanina was known that when he would say, he would daven for something, he would let you know whether he was going to be answered or not. He said, if the tefillah was shkura befi, if it went smoothly, so then I know I'm going to be answered. Chanina, the Gemara speaks about him as well, where his daughter, they had very little money. His daughter said, "We don't have any oil to light Shabbos candles." He said, "Oh, Hashem who allowed oil to light, we have vinegar, so the vinegar will light." And indeed it did. The Gemara speaks about a case where Mechanina ben Dosa was, some type of animal that was biting people and harming people. Mechanina ben Dosa said, "You know, where's the hole that's coming out from in the ground?" So Rabbi Chanina put his foot there, his ankle there. The ankle bit him, and the animal bit him on the ankle, and the animal died. So they said, "Oh, you know, oi to people who are eaten by this arod, by this wild animal, and oi to the wild animal who has this encounter of Chanina ben Dosa." Very holy person, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol sheiras cheto kodemes l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskaimes. A very important statement regarding wisdom, regarding Torah wisdom. What has to precede it? Yiras achet. More important than our learning is then the chachma, the wisdom that we amass, is the yiras hachet. Says the Bar Tanura, ani shamati, I heard it's like this. Shemaktim b'machshavto yiras cheto l'chachmaso. It means like this. It doesn't mean a person shouldn't start, I should wait to learn before I have yiras hachet, then I'll start learning. No, what it means is when a person sits down to learn, it should be with the understanding, with it in mind, that the purpose of his learning, shuchoshev belibo elmod bishvil sheyeh yerechet, I'm going to learn, and the learning will help facilitate a fear of sin. V'zeh al derech she'amru tchilas ha'machshava hu sof ha'maisa. That's what we mean, that the tchilas ha'machshava, that's really the end of the maisa. What I have in mind, we say this in L'chadodi. Sof ma'aseh machshava tchila. So that's that. The idea is, if my machshava is yiras achet, so then the chachma will be miskayemes. If a person wants to know if his wisdom will endure, it will only endure if he has in mind before he learns that part of the purpose of learning is to develop yiras achet, yiras shamayim. V'chol shechachmaso. If you have a person who's chachmaso kodemes liras cheto, the chachma precedes the yiras achet. What does that mean? Says the Bar Tanura, she'eno lo meid almanas lasos. He's not learning for the purposes of doing mitzvos. Ho'il ve'ein levavo pone lios yirechet. So his heart is not turned at all to be yirechet, to be concerned about sin. Ein chachmaso miskayemes. His chachma, his wisdom will not endure. Why? She'mitoch shimonas oso mimalecha sacharei shiris libo. Because he's not interested in yiras hachet. That wasn't his original machshava. And the purpose of his learning is not for him to avoid going in his own direction. And it's not there to help him follow the derech of Hashem, who cuts ba umoasa umanicha. What's going to end up happening? He's going to become disgusted with his learning, because the learning will not allow him, lead him in the derech that he wants, and he's going to leave it, and therefore his chachma will never be miskayim. So that's why Rabbi Chaim Midosa says, if you have yiras chet that kodem the chachma will miskayim, will endure. But if the chachma precedes the yiras chet, which means, as the Bar Tanura explains, that the purpose of my chachma to amass wisdom is to study Torah, is not for the purpose of yiras hachet, so the chachma will not be miskayim. Hu ayomer, and he said something else as well. Similarly, kol shema'asav merubin mechachmaso, chachmaso miskayim. His person's deeds, his actions, are more than his chachma, so then his chachma, his good deeds, masim tovim, then his chachma will also endure. V'chol shachachmaso merubin mechachmaso, but if his chachma, his wisdom, is more than his masim, en chachmaso miskayim, so then even his chachma will not, his chachma will not endure. What does this mean? So he says, Hacha Mayrish Zariz B'mitzvos Aseh. He was speaking about a person who has the alacrity regarding positive mitzvot. So La'el, and earlier, B'chol Shiras Cheto Kodem Esel Chachma So'ayri. That's talking about someone who has Yiras Achet before his Chachma, Shenizar B'mitzvos Lo Sase. So the way to understand the first statement was, the previous statement was, if a person has yiras chet, which means he's afraid about the negative commandments of the Torah, he doesn't want to violate them. So if that's his mindset when he goes, he begins his chacham, he begins his learning, the chachma will endure. He was speaking about where he has in mind about mitzvah saseh. If his masav amarubim, which means the purpose of his chachma, of his learning, is to perform positive commandments, so the chachma will be miskayim. V'chol shechachmasu merubim masav, but his chachma is greater than his masim. It's not his chachma, it's not about performing the mitzvahs. And the primary purpose of Torah study is for the purposes of performing mitzvahs. It's lilmod almanas lasos. So such a person, ein chachma so miskayim, his chachma will not miskayim, in a very simple way. And that is because if a person doesn't put what he learns to practice, is not interested, he learns. It's an intellectual pursuit, but the fact that I learn a particular halach, I'm not going to put into practice, he's not going to remember it. So the chachma will not endure. And of course, on a spiritual plane as well, if a person's purpose of studying Torah is just to amass wisdom, and it's not to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah, so then the chachma is not a spiritual pursuit at all, and he's not going to have the siyata d'shmaya, and that learning will not endure. Some explain that if the purpose of learning is not to perform mitzvah, so then he doesn't want to learn either. He's not interested in the halachos that he's learning, and therefore the chacham is not mibiskayim. Eventually, he's going to forget it because he sees no purpose really. It's not al manas l'kayim. It's not al manas to perform mitzvah. So therefore, it will not endure. An interesting interpretation is offered, brought in the Yachal Yisrael Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, where he says the following, and I quote. What does it mean? His chachma will endure. His wisdom will endure. His wisdom will not endure. Only when our wisdom comes from our fear of sin will what we say endure in the hearts of those who hear us. So this is, what does it mean? Chachma somis kayemis means in someone else's heart, not for ourselves. It does not suffice, he writes, to speak persuasively and passionately. If a person wants his words of wisdom to endure in the hearts of his listeners, chachma somis kayemis, in other people's hearts, he must first see to it that his fear of sin precedes his wisdom. So that's what it means. Thus, when a person possesses the fear of heaven, his words are heeded. That's what a person has. If his yiras achet, it precedes his chachma, which means that he has yiras shamayim, and people see that in him, then his chachma will be miskayim when he teaches others, will be fulfilled and endure in other people. Then they'll be willing to follow what he teaches. And then he says that may be the message of the last pasuk in Koheles, where we read Sof Tovar Hakol Neshma Es Elokim Yirav Ves Mitzvah Sof Shemor Kizel Kol Ha'adam. What does it say? Sof Tovar Hakol Neshma, which literally means in the end, everything is everything that we've been heard. The final message is everything that has been heard. Obviously, Rashi Maim is the most important. And that's in fact why, although there are those who wanted to put Koheles, did not want to include it into the 24 books of Tanakh because it's because. Havel Havalim could give the impression that even the Torah is vanity. No, it ends with Kol, the Shlomo HaMelech ends Kol, Sof Tovar HaKol Neshma Esolukim Yirah. In the end of the day, after everything that we've heard, Esolukim Yirah, we have to fear heaven, Ves Mitzvah, Sof Shemor, and follow his mitzvahs, observe his mitzvahs. So therefore, certainly the summary is an important message, and that's why we read Koheles, and it is part of the 24 books of Tanakh. But we can understand that last statement of Shlomo HaMelech when he says, Sof Davar, in the end of the day, Hakol Nishma can be understood as not that everything that we've been heard, we've just listened to in the book of Koheles, but Sof Davar, the end and final message is that what? In the end, Hakol Nishma, everyone will listen to a person, Elokim Yirah, who fears God. So if we want people to listen to us, we want our chachma to be miskayim in them. So then, Sof Davar, Hakol Neshma, you want them to hear it? Es Elokim Yirah. We have to fear Hashem, and that's what it means. Yiras Chet has to precede the chachma for the chachma to be miskayim.